Mom, Dad!
Young man, where have you been?
Over helping Mr. Wilson with a crossword puzzle. And you know something? He thinks I'm pretty smart.
He does he?
Yeah. He just said if he had his way, I'd be going away to college next year.
If you were allergic to foods, pollens, or dust, John, that test would have produced red patches on your arm by now.
Well, I must be allergic to something.
But at times, John's eyes water so he can hardly work, Doctor.
Maybe you're allergic to work, John.
Very funny. And what am I supposed to do the next time I start sneezing my head off? Those quack pills you gave me didn't do any good.
Well, the next time you start sneezing... be sure and call me up.
Call you? Whatever for?
So I can come over and watch you be miserable. Bye, Eloise.
Bye.
Ooh, some doctor. I could be dying, and all he'd give me are bum jokes and those quack pills.
Now, who could that be?
Well, now, that's a silly question. Who else comes over to bother me every time I'm about to start an article?
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
Mom asked me to return this.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Morning, Mr. Wilson. You working?
No, Dennis. I'm sitting here staring at my typewriter.
What's this one about?
This is called What We Know About the Planets, and it has to be in by Friday. So, if you'll excuse me?
Boy, planets should make a swell article. Do you know much about planets, Mr. Wilson?
Only that the one I am on is a little too small at times. Now,
Bless you, Mr. Wilson. You got hay fever? You sneeze every time I come over lately.
Dennis, will you... What did you say?
I said you sneeze every time I come over lately.
Eloise!
Allergic to Dennis? It's not possible.
No, it doesn't seem possible, John.
Well, according to Dr. Johnson, Henry, who I just talked to, although admittedly rare, there are cases on file of one human being allergic to another.
I'm completely flabbergasted.
Well, not that I doubt your word, John, but this is something I've got to see with my own eyes.
You mean you can make Mr. Wilson sneeze just by being around him? Not even tickling his nose or using sneezing powder? That's right. Every time I go over there lately, he sneezes like crazy.
Oh, go on, Dennis. We weren't born yesterday, you know.
All right, wise guys. We'll go next door and I'll show you.
Dennis! Come in the house a minute, will you, son?
I'll be right out, I hope. If it's about my frog Sam using your bathwater, Dad, Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Hey, Dad, come around to the window if you want to see something.
Dennis.
Hey, Mom, did Mr. Wilson tell you about the crazy way I made him sneeze?
Yes, dear, he certainly did.
Yes, Dennis, that's precisely why I'm here.
Bless you, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dennis, never mind.
Did you see that, guys?
I just heard it.
Make him do it again, Dennis.
All right, fellas, the show's over.
Dennis, wait out in the hall, dear.
I never would have believed it.
Wait a minute. Mr. Wilson, couldn't it be something Dennis is wearing?
Maybe a soap he's using.
Henry, that's it. I just changed Dennis's soap last week to one that's supposed to get dirt off little boys easier.
Well, I suppose I could be allergic to soap.
You see what happens when you worry about me being clean all the time?
Well, you'll just have to take a bath and use the old soap.
Well, I sure wish I could make somebody sneeze like that. Me too. Hey, guys, I gotta take a bath.
A bath?
In the middle of the day?
Yeah. My folks think Mr. Wilson's sneezing around me because of some dumb old soap I'm using.
You mean you're going to take an extra bath just on account of Mr. Wilson?
Sure, Tommy. Mr. Wilson's a good friend of mine. See you later.
Boy, who needs a friend like that?
Bad enough when you get older and have to be clean all the time.
I'll never be that old.
How's the great experiment coming along?
He's combing his hair. I had him put on all clean cotton clothing, just in case Mr. Wilson's allergic to synthetics.
Honey, you don't think this is an insidious plot hatched up by John Wilson to keep Dennis from bothering him, do you?
Well, just a thought.
I'm all set, Mom.
Well, off you go to do battle with Mr. Wilson's nose.
Boy, if I were any cleaner, I'd feel sick.
It's kind of a shock to the nervous system, isn't it?
Sure is.
Well, Eloise, in a few minutes, I'll know whether I've gotten that pint-sized nuisance out of my hair for good.
Oh, John, you like Dennis and you know it.
I like kangaroos, too, but I don't want them hopping around while I'm trying to write. Besides, they don't ask questions. Come in, Dennis.
Hello, dear. You ready to smell me, Mr. Wilson?
My, don't you look nice.
Oh, boy, you're not sneezing, Mr. Wilson.
Well, give me time, Dennis. Give me time. Well, Eloise, I guess I'm not...
Maybe it was one left over. Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. What can we do now?
Little friend, there's only one thing we can do. Stay away from each other for the rest of our natural lives.
You mean we can't be pals anymore?
Oh, yes, of course we can, Dennis. A pen pal.
How's it coming, dear?
Oh, slow. So, however, Eloise, a modern record is about to be set. I haven't been bothered once by Dennis in an entire 24-hour period.
Oh, John.
For my part, it couldn't come at a better time. If I do a good job on this article, it may open up an entire new market for me in space-age writing.
John, isn't that still the first page? Now, dear, I thought you did all your research last week.
Eloise, one just doesn't sit down and write a scientific article about planets.
Oh. Does one visit a few of them first, dear?
They're
over in the park playing checkers.
They are? Eloise, I couldn't care less.
So you think you got me, huh?
No, Mr. Haynes, but I think you think I've got you.
Oh, nuts.
There's enough paper in here to have written 9 articles.
I know why I can't get started. It's too quiet here.
You must play something. What do you want to play?
I don't care. What do you want to play, Seymour?
I'm hungry.
Can't you boys make any more noise than that?
I'm tired.
Seymour, you've been here less than an hour.
Are you really going to give us each a dime, Mr. Wilson, just for sitting here and making noises?
I am.
I think you flipped his lid.
Seymour, I am not employing you as my psychiatrist.
I want my dime now.
All right, I'll give you all your dimes now. Oh, my goodness, here you are. There's yours. Yours.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Wilson.
There's yours.
It's okay, I guess.
Oh, can't you make some real noise?
Sure. Not that kind of noise. As if you were playing football or something.
Okay. Throw it here. Here it comes. I've got it. I got it.
Oh, no, you don't. I got a touchdown.
What do you mean, touchdown?
Yeah, Seymour, what do you mean, touchdown? I want extra dimes. They're yelling at me.
All right, fellas, that's enough.
Didn't our noise help you think better, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I hoped it would, Tommy, but it simply is not working.
Gee, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, boys.
Bye, Mr. Wilson. Thanks.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, what are you doing here?
I know I shouldn't be here, Mr. Wilson, but I just had to say hello on my way home.
Well, hello.
How's the article coming?
Oh, Dennis, don't you start.
Start what, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, I have been sitting at this unholy typewriter like a bump on a log for 2 days, and I'm in no mood. Wait a minute. I think I have an opening.
See, Mr. Wilson? I'm bringing you good luck, and you're not even sneezing.
Please, Dennis, don't you see that
I guess I'm still doing it to you after all, huh, Mr. Wilson?
What's going on here?
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. I just stopped by to...
Dennis.
I'm going. Bye, Mr. Wilson. Bye, Mrs. Wilson.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, that darn kid.
Man, who only yesterday, as measured by the sands of time, thought of his world as flat and huge, is today turning the genius of his intellect toward that vast infinity of universe that surrounds him. Oh, John, that's good.
There's only one thing wrong with it, Eloise.
Well, what's that, dear?
I can't write like that unless Dennis is bothering me. If he's here, I sneeze my silly head off.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. How's it going this afternoon? You busy, huh? How you feeling, Mr. Wilson? Can you see my feet around, Mr. Wilson? Have you ever had false teeth, Mr. Wilson? Have you seen a hungry-looking lost goat around here, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I called Dr. Johnson again, but he has no new suggestions for a lost goat.
Hi, Mom. Poor Mr. Wilson's paying me 50 cents just to bother him on this tape recorder. So I'm just saying anything that I...
No use, Eloise. Dennis has bothering down to such a fine art, it has to be done in person.
The tape wouldn't work. Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Well, that settled it.
Settles what?
Eloise, I have grown accustomed to Dennis bothering me while I work, just as other people grow accustomed to hives. When they stop scratching, it throws their entire schedule off. Well, my entire schedule is off, and it will stay off, unless I do something drastic and now.
Henry, come here. Ridiculous. Now, dear, putting the house up for sale isn't going to help you write that article by Friday.
Eloise, I have made up my mind.
What's going on over here? Did you folks decide to move to the right side of the track?
Hello, Henry. Meet the nut of the month.
No use, Henry. When a writer can't work, he has only two alternatives. To move to a new environment or starve to death.
And as you can see from the shape John's in, it would take him years to starve to death.
I don't understand, John. Has Dennis been around making your allergy flare up again? I told him to stay away.
Dennis hasn't been around. John's upset because he hasn't. He misses him.
I am not upset, and I do not miss him. Well, I mean... Well, this is a difficult problem, Henry. I'm not sure that I understand it myself. It's simply that I cannot work unless Dennis is around bothering me. And I can't have him around because, well, he makes me sneeze my head off.
That is a problem. That's true. John Wilson's putting for sale sign up on his house.
A for sale sign? Do you mean Mr. Wilson's going to sell his house and move away?
Yes, Dennis, Mr. Wilson has quite a problem.
Boy, I never thought he'd take it this hard.
Oh, dear, it's nothing to blame yourself for.
Who else can you blame, Mom? When a swell guy like Mr. Wilson can't work with me around, and he's going to move away because I make him sneeze all the time. Now remember, Willie, you're not to fight with Hortense after I'm gone. She's a girl.
Dennis!
Oh, goodness, you got in bed fast.
You said it.
I wouldn't worry about Mr. Wilson moving away. Things usually have a way of working out, dear.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, dear.
Goodbye, Sam. It was nice knowing you. I take you with me, Sam, but I'm going to have enough trouble just having one mouth to feed.
Makes $968,000 and 22 cents you owe me.
Killjoy. I'll play you double or nothing.
What? I should work myself up to practically being a millionaire, only to be wiped out by a game of chance.
Hi. Excuse me. Could you gentlemen tell me when the next freight train comes through?
Well, that depends, boy, on where you're going.
Anywhere. Are you gentlemen hobos?
We prefer to be known as the gentry of the open road.
That's what I want to be, too. I'm Dennis. Dennis Mitchell.
Well, how do you do, Dennis? I am Cecil Thorpe, the third.
How do you do, Mr. Thorpe, third?
Howdy, Dennis. I'm Slim.
How do you do, Mr. Slim?
Just call me Hog, boy.
Glad to make your acquaintance, Mr. Hog.
Well, sit down, Dennis. Sit down.
Now then, Dennis, it's not easy to join our little club, you know.
It's not?
Well, certainly not. To begin with, you got to write your poor old mother every day.
And you got to wash behind the ears twice a day.
Twice a day?
Of course. What do you think we are, bums?
Last but not least, you got to have an awful good reason to run away from home. You ain't married, are you?
No, but I got another good reason. My best friend's moving away, and it's all my fault.
That bad, huh?
If you let me travel with you gentlemen, I won't be any trouble at all. I learn awful fast. I don't even snore.
Well, well. Well, then, just smack your lips over the stew, boy.
Thanks.
Please give my frog Sam to Tommy and tell him not to let Sam eat too many flies before bedtime because he gets indigestion. P.S. I'm sorry I caused my good friend Mr. Wilson all this trouble and hope now that I'm leaving, he'll stay here and be able to ride okay, especially by Friday. Dennis.
We notified the police as soon as we found him.
Yes, now we're out to do some looking for ourselves.
Well, I'll go with you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ms. Wilson.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Poor kid, he's got big troubles for a little boy.
He's got troubles? I owe $968,000 and only got 64 cents.
You're in trouble. I've got to collect $968,000 from a deadbeat.
Why did you have the whole
Hold that, hold! Believe me, folks, every available man on the force is out looking for Dennis. I'm just as concerned as you are.
Then why aren't you out running around on your big flat feet, Mooney?
Yeah. Somebody has to mind the store.
Mooney, unless that child is found with his...
No!
For a minute, I thought...
Excuse me, Sergeant. John, smell his hat.
Stop, but he's sneezing right in my hat.
Sergeant, do you use some sort of hair tonic?
I do. Rose blossom. It's odorless to humans, but boy, I would drive your dogs wild.
Evidently dogs and Mr. Wilson.
Same thing.
Now listen, Mooney. Please, John. Honey.
It's no use, dear. Dennis doesn't use hair tonic.
Sergeant, we have something here to leave with you.
Yes, sir.
Is he all right?
Just tuck it out, is all, man.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's the happiest sneeze I've ever had, Henry.
But where did you find him? He dropped by our modest trackside resort.
Trackside resort? I thought I told you.
Shh. Sergeant, if you'll please.
And Sergeant, let us not be loud and crude.
Loud and crude?
I'm his mother. I don't know how to thank you.
Well, I do.
Oh, no, John, this is my pleasure.
Money? Sir, we are insulted. We wouldn't dream of accepting recompense for helping a fellow hobo.
Fellow hobo?
They mean you, John.
We mean Dennis. We voted him an honorary member of our elite little clan.
Bye, kid. When he wakes up, ma'am, would you tell him goodbye?
I certainly will.
You boys aren't leaving our fair little city, are you?
No offense meant, Sergeant. It simply lacks the cultural pursuits which interest us.
Dennis. Dennis, wake up, son.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. What am I doing here?
You fell asleep, dear, and your friends brought you here.
Gee whiz, why did they go to a dumb thing like that?
Hello, Dennis.
Dennis, have you been using a hair tonic called Rose Blossom without telling us?
How did you find out?
Well, dear, why did you keep it a secret?
Well, because a guy my age ought to be able to make his dumb old colic stay down without using that greasy kid stuff.
You mind, Dennis? I use Rose Blossom, too, to make my dumb old colic stay down.
But Saturn's most remarkable feature is its system of rings that...
Gee, Mr. Wilson, isn't it swell that my new hair tonic doesn't make you sneeze?
Dennis, you can take yourself and your new hair tonic, and you can just...
John!
Go and sit down and keep me company until this article is finished.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Since you really need me.
Dennis, I need you like a dog needs a flea. Powder.
You know something? Mr. Haynes is a nice man, but as far as I'm concerned, there's only one Mr. Wilson, and you're him.
Fair. Now, aren't you lucky, dear?
Oh, I'm the lucky one, all right, Eloise.
Well, I'm lucky, too, because... Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. You aren't using Rose Blossom hair tonic to make your colic stay down, are you?
Oh, for crying out loud.